We are on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. I'd like to correct something that I said wrong yesterday. Let us just start from the Gemara. We had a Machloikis, Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that holds that all the Machnas of Yishloi Beloilom, but you need something should be the end. It has to be the end. The Zaruga is here, and when it'll bring a Shlish, it should become Tumah, but you need something then. Let's just start from Zihika da Amri, Omar Rabbe. Ayama Rabbe Loza ben Yaakov, Elo Bishachas, the Bei Kivsha. Abo Bishachas, the Bei Shaki Aloy. Rabbe Loza ben Yaakov, that held, that even though it's Kaidim Shehevi Shlish, that is after if it's shachas to vekishya, shachas from a base about. That it is normally, it can grow through the geshem in hashamayim. Does not need artificial irrigation. Avo b'shachas to vekishak yoloi, but if it needs artificial irrigation, it's not good. Avi yosef omar afilu b'shachas to vekishak. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, the Vekivsha Sode Shal Beisabal Shedaya Bimeg Shomim. The natural source of irrigation, of rain, is sufficient. So then I say that even though it's Kaidim Shahivishlich, but one could be Kaidim Shem Pumet Shibichal Lakshi Yitolesh. And when it will become tour. Avo b'shachas to b'shakye shall sode beis ashlochim. But shachas of a field that is artificially irrigated, shetzricha lahashkei, it needs artificial irrigation, loyoma, then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov never said that one could be kairishem tume on the tvua that is here now. Davide de pseida kile maskilo kidemi boilo. It's aimedly he posed if it will not give sufficient irrigation. Hilkach kemishle boilo oilom klavo. So that's me Rashi means to say as follows. Rashi means to say there's two types of people. There's a person who's breathing on his own. So that person is called, he's alive. There's another person who's living on a respirator. So pshat is that he's alive. Pshat is artificially we're giving him chiyuv. That is what Rashi is saying over here. Asode beis hashlochem, Rabba holds. If we will not bring artificial irrigation to this field, avida de pseida. So the tvua that is there, the tvua on its own accord, through the natural sources of water, will not exist. We need artificial sources of water to enable it to exist. That's called adova shalei baloilo. That means it's not considered I have a nucleus, because the nucleus mitzad atmoi is not capable of becoming tvua. Unless there'll be artificial irrigation. So that's called Hilkach Kemishaloi Bo Lo'ilam Klalu. So it's considered, Kozman, it's not here, it's not here. I don't have a nucleus that is ensuring me that it will come. This is called Kemishaloi Bo Lo'ilam Klalu. That is the Svare of Rabbi. And Rabbi Yosef was a Filu Shachas to Be Shakye, Oyo Begil Echlal Shachas. So, it also is considered that I have a nucleus already, and with artificial irrigation, it will grow and become true. So this is sufficient to be kairi shem tumen. Now the Gemara says further, keman oz laho desan yoyim lechaveiroi im yol deishtach onikeve mukadeshes li leho maklum. That if a person was mekadish avlat before it's born, lo yomaklu, v'amar abchanina lo yishonu, shen yishtem uberet. So then it's like a true davar shaloi baloilam, which you cannot be mekadosh, you can't make a maisa kedushin if there's nothing here. Aval ishtu merberes dvorav kayomim, keman, shehu keubra v'divrei hakel. So Rav Chanina, that says you need ishtu merberes according to the second lotion, the second lotion holds that if it's only in a stage of agam, Natsicha is called Loiba Loilam. You have to have something Choshuv Ba'ilam, even though it's not as yet through. So there's no machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef if you need Shachas according to the second Loshon. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina, that says, Mehimu Beres is Mekodeshes according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it means Shehuke Ubra, which is equivalent to Shachas by Tvuin. So Rashi says, Ben L'Rav Ben Rav Yosef Huke Ubra Be'inon Dum Yedi Shachas Do Nami Ki Shachas Tvei Kivshu. So here, according to Rabbi, this will also be good. She Gomroi Bidei Shamayim. Fakert Rabbi said, if one is dependent on artificial means to bring about the Gidol, so that's not called, I have a nucleus which will eventually become this gadol, become boloilam. I don't have anything yet. But an uber, according to Rabbah, this is called gomroi bidei shamayim. You don't need any artificial means to enhance the gidol of the uber. I thought a yellow sashacher is ma'ira, if the mother won't eat, so the baby won't grow. Why is this called Gomroi Bidei Shamayim? Why is it called Gomroi Bidei Shamayim? This Shachas is Gomroi Bidei Shamayim. Shachas is the Bei Kivsha. It could be, perhaps he means this also. That means the whole svore of Rabbi was, if you have an artificial means which is not natural, which is not Alpi Ateva, so that's called Loi Baloi Lo. Rabbi Shalom Baruch Hashem gave a person an appetite. So that means if the mother would have to eat in order to ensure that the uba should grow, that's her only reason for eating, then it's 100% right. So this is equivalent to artificial irrigation. She's eating to bring about the growth of the uba. But that's not true. The mother eats, the Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom blessed us with taivis achila, And that is why a person eats. That means there's a normal craving to eat by everyone. So normally the mother will eat. So it's called that the gidol of the yuba al pi derech hateva will be nisgadol. You don't have to inject artificial means to bring about the gidol. It's al pi derech hateva, just like rain is al pi derech hateva. So therefore it's considered ba'alei olam, because al pi derech hateva the shachas will become through it, so pi derech hateva, the uba will be nisgad. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, v'Rebbe, v'Rav Meir, kulu svirlu oda makne dova shaloi boilom. He's going to mention three tanoim, and all of them have a common shita, that oda makne dova shaloi boilom. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, oda moron. We hear Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, that one can be mafrish mechuber kaidim shehevishlish, that it should become tume when shehevishlish shehevishlish. So there it's a dover shalai baloi lom, so you see other magdish dover shalai baloi. Rabbi, how do you know that Rabbi holds other magdish dover shalai baloi lom? The sanya leisazkir eved al adoyna. One should not give over an eved to his other. Rabbi Omer, that this pasuk is speaking about his father, the leikeach eved, al menas l'shacharoi hakosov medad. They're speaking about that a person purchased an eved, al menas l'shacharoi, heichidovi. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak going to kosov lei. Now, Poshet Pshat in Rebbe is speaking about as follows. Let us see, elaborate a little. We have, let's say, an Eves Nami that belongs to Reuven. Now, this Eves Nami, for practical purposes, we'll call him Eliezer. So now, Shimon goes over to this Eves Nami. He told this Eves Nami, "No, I'm going to purchase you from Reuven. Was a sign up here for sale. And the she'ekel chacho, when I'll purchase you, you should be meshucha." The ma'achshav will elaborate a little. It can't be really ma'achshav because he gives him now a shtar shichel. He gives him now a shtar shichel before he's his eved. So I'm making a ma'isa shichel now. That l'shekel chacho, when I'll purchase you, and you'll become my eved. So then, this ma'isa shichel should be chal. So we have here a case that he's mishacher adover shaloi baloilo. That means Eliezer legabi Shimon is loy baloilo. Eliezer is not Shimon's eved. Shimon is making a ma'isa shichel with Eliezer before Eliezer became his eved. And L'chayre gives him now the Shtar Shichel, and when he'll purchase him, L'shekel Chacha, when I'll purchase you, you'll become Meshucha. So this only works if you're the Machnad over Shaloi Balon. So let's understand this. So Poshet will understand this as follows. That Rebbe holds the Machnad over Shaloi Balon. So I can make a Maise Kinyan now, just like I can Mekadish a Goite now. And it should be Chal, L'chshet is Gaya. That we'll see later, that's Chameyer or the Machtas of Ishloi B'loilo. So making a Maise Kinyin and a Goite, and it will be Chal, when she'll become this Gaya. So the same thing, I'm making a Maise Shichel with Reuven's Evet, which also I can make a Maise Shichel with Reuven's Evet, and it should be Chal, when he'll become my Evet. Fine. That's L'chayre, Poshet Pshat, and the Gemara. So, the Yelus HaShacha asks HaKashe, Amoyul Dikikashe. So what is the Pasuk telling us? That we hold on the Machnas of Ishloi Beloi. So Memele is speaking about, he gave him such a shah. He purchased him. He became a Ben Choyrin. The Pasuk says, not allowed to do work with him. Fashtaychik not allowed to do work with him. If on the Machnas of Ishloi Beloi, Fashtaychik not allowed to do work with him. What is the Pasuk coming to tell us? This Ha'ora the Yelus HaShacha says, she'll say it's coming to tell us that all the Machtas over Shloi B'loilom, it's a very modern Indian that the Pasuk is telling us all the Machtas over Shloi B'loilom in such a case with an Eviknani, with a son, and I really want to tell you all the Machtas over Shloi B'loilom. It's a halacha, you can figure out it, Poshit, but I'm telling you this halacha, you'll know all the Machtas over Shloi B'loilom. That is very modern. So let us remain with this kasha. Now let us go to Rashi. We'll have a few more problems in Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Lo yisaskir azhora lebezn, shelo yaskiru lebolo, lehishtabed boy. They should not give him back lebolo, lehishtabed boy. Lishe'eko chacho, domer shelo yboloi lemogi. When I'll purchase you, then you'll become my eved. But like Keiach Eved, he's purchasing an Eved, al menas l'shacharai. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Rashi, de'i b'shicharai. How do you know to say that the Pasuk is speaking about such a complicated case? He gave him a shtar shichel before he purchased them, and he told them that, when I'll purchase you, the shtar shichel should work. Maybe it's talking about he was m'shachar, another was m'shachar the Eved. Rashi says, de'i b'shicharai. If we're talking about that he gave him a shtar shichel, and then the pasuk says, no, if he gave him a shtar shichel, he's haske eved al adoino. So this person is called an eved. He's a ben chayrin. The pasuk calls him an eved. He's kan shoyel aben. And how is it good according to Rabbi? Rabbi is talking about, I have a very sophisticated case. He gave him a Shtashicha when he belonged to Reuven. Eliezer belonged to Reuven, I gave him a Shtashicha. And I said, this Shtashicha is going to work with the Shekel Chacha. Shimon said, when I'll purchase you, then the Shtashicha will work. Then you'll become a Ben Chayrin. So when I purchase you, you'll become, so it works in a split second. That means first I purchase you. So when I purchase you, so now you're mine, so now the previous Maisa Shicha could work, and you'll become a Ben Chayrin. So why is he called a Eved? He's also a Ben Chayrin. Why is this Eved called less, why is this Eved called more Eved than a Poshit Eved? He said, also, Rashi says, if it be a Ben Chayrin, we won't call him an Eved. And what is this one? He's also a Ben Chayrin. But Kathy had he was a split second by him an Eved, and then he became a Ben Chayrin. He's called an Eved. And an Eved that was working for me for 20 years, now Meshacher him, you can't call him an Eved. This one is called an Eved. I saw the Horan Dvar Yaakov, the Rishash is the Kasha. It's a Shrekler Kasha. What is Rashi saying over here? A third Ha'ora I hear. Rashi says, Azor Lebezdin, Shaloyas Giru Lebolov Lishtabitvoy. You shouldn't give him over to his Bailim. His Bailim? He has Bailim? He's not a Bailim. He's Meshucha. Why do you call him a Bailim? Just like Rashi said, you can't call the Lechayra, just like if he's Meshuch, he's not a Neved, so the Odin is not a Bailim. Why does Rashi call him a Bailim? And number four, it's not Rashi, it's the Pasuk. Leisavkir Eved El Adonov. So why is he called an Odin? So we have a multitude of difficulties here. And one more Ha'orev, it's very interesting, when Rashi speaks about the Issa, so Rashi says two times, Azor lebezn shelo yaskiru lebolov lehishtabet boy. Rashi says lehishtabet boy. Rashi says later, leshacharoi, he gave it, but lekechem dam nasa shachai, lebeshichroi ubo lehishtabet boy, lekovi lekho evet. We're talking about an Issa lehishtabet boy. That's a very interesting lesson. Rashi in Gittin, and that Memhei Yomedalit, Rashi says, Rashi brings there, the Gemara brings down this Roshe, Behizer akosav lebezdin, sheyichfuhu, they should force him, sheloy lehishtabit boy. All three places Rashi uses a loshen lehishtabit boy. Now, before we try to ve'emper all the kashes, I'd like to be magdim a moiridika avne miluim. Avne miluim has a sixth problem on our Gemara. Avne miluim in Simin Lamed Hei Oish Yud Gimel is a kash on a Rambam. And with that, he says, Amoyer de Kipshat na Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchus Geirishin says, Amoyer de Kipshat. The Rambam in Hilchus Geirishin says, a person wants to write a get for his future wife. Let's make it interesting. He wants to make sure he should have a pastor saloi. He didn't marry her yet, but he wants to have a get in his pocket, so if things become a little difficult, he'll solve the problem in minutes. Now you have to go to Asayfa next. He wants to have a get ready. So the Rambam says, a person went to Asayfa, you should write a get for this woman. And when I'll marry her, I'll be able to get her without any problems and hurdles to overcome. So the Rambam says, ain't a get. Not a get. Why? Because when the get was written, this woman was not a bas geirush. She wasn't his wife. So it was written shaloi lishmo. The get has to be written l'shem geirush. You can't write a get l'shem geirush on a woman who's not your wife. That's what the Rambam says. So by mele, this get is a apostle get. Because it was written shaloi lishmo, shaloi l'shem geirush. Listen to Shitas Haram. Fragt avne miluyim, so let's go to our Gemara now. This person wrote a shtar shichel to an eved. According to Rebbe, he wrote a shtar shichel according to Rebbe, that he's writing, he gives over the shtar shichel to the eved. Saval, you're not my eved, you're Eliezer, you're Reuven's eved. I'm giving you now a shtar shichel that when I'll purchase, I'm giving you now, not making the mice and the scene, and it should be chal, can't be chal now because you're not my eved. When I'll purchase you, then the shtar shichel should work, and you'll become a ben choyle. They made, you know, other maxes over shloim beloil, make a mice kinyan, even though now he's not yet. I got news to you, it's a possible shtar shichel. Because the Gemara says in Gittin that a shtar shichel needs has to be written lishmo. We learn as lo lo meisho. So if the Rambam says you cannot write a get kozman, she's not your wife, so it's not called written l'shem geirishin, so you cannot write a shtar shichel kozman, he's not your emet. This kasha is after miluim is. I'm going to be kikasha. Zuktavne miluim, I'm going to be kainfav. Zuktavne lu, 100%. Yeah? According to the Rambam, you can't make a shtar shichel. A possible shtar shichel. But you know how our Gemara works? Our Gemara works as follows. What would be if I possess an Eved? Let's say the Eliezer is my Eved already. So I can sell Eliezer to Beryl. My ownership in you, I can sell to Beryl. You belong to me, I'll sell him to you. So just like I can sell Eliezer to Beryl, I can sell Eliezer to Eliezer. A shtar kinyan. Forget about shtar shichel. I'm talking about a shtar kinyan. This shtar, l'she ekochecha, I'm giving him now a shtar. I'm giving him now a shtar kinyan, not a shtar shichel. I'm giving him a shtar kinyan. The shtar kinyan, it is saying, now I can't sell you because you don't belong to me. But I'm giving you now a shtar kinyan. That when I'll purchase you, so then you'll belong to me, I'm selling you to yourself. Zokta avne miluim, so what's going to be? It's going to be as follows. So this is not a shtar shichel. He's also the bas choyle. A shtar shichel is matter, makes him he's also the bas choyle. The odin still has a kinyan issa, which will not go off with this shtar kinyan. But in momen is, in Mammon, he belongs to him. That's what the Avne Miluim said. Now, let me just mention, we're finished with Avne Miluim. Now, let me just mention one gewaldike nekude. There's a machloikis in Mesechtes Gittin. If a mafkir avdoi tzorich get shichel, or yein tzorich get shichel. That means, if the Kinyan Mammon falls off, does he automatically become ois evet completely? The kinyanitza becomes bottle. He becomes ois evet completely. Or do you say no? The kinyan mammon fell off. The kinyanitza still remains. The machloikis and the gemara. But for practical purposes, it's kedai to mention Rebbe. We're talking about Rebbe. This is a member of Rebbe. Rebbe says in Gittin daf lamedtes amid beis. Nisya ashti mi ployni avdi tzorich get shichel. Rebbe holds if the kinyan mammon falls off, you need a shtar shichel. Okay. So now we can look at this gemara with a different perspective. So we're speaking about when he gave him this shtar l'shekochecho take nu yeloch, you should be koni to yourself. We're not speaking about a shtar shichel, because you can't make a shtar shichel before he becomes your eved. So this is a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar kinyan. And Davni Miluim says, and then he's also bishik. So this person, I have a kinyan iser in him. I have a kinyan iser in him. So the kinyan iser doesn't go off. I can need a shtar shichel. A shtar shichel was as yet not written. So now, the last three kashas we asked, Rashi says, if it's speaking about he was Meshacharim, so he's not called an Eved. So we asked the kashan here, why is he called an Eved? Why is he called an Eved? He's called an Eved because this is not a Shtar Shichel, this is a Shtar Kinyan. I have a Kinyan Isser in him. So he's called an Eved. I'm called an Odin. And beautiful. So that takes care of the last few kashas. It's called Adoino. It's called an Eved. Because I'm speaking about someone, the Kinyan Issa was not taken off. I acquired a Kinyan mom and a Kinyan Issa when I purchased them. And the Kinyan Issa still remains. So we have here a Ma'ukiv Get Shichel. That means, in Mominus he belongs to himself. In Issa he belongs to the other. He belongs to the other. Now, I like to mention a Rabbeinu Yoinet. Now, perhaps we'll go off on a tangent for 1 minute, because I like to mention Mordechai Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yoinet in Shari Tshuva. But then we'll come back to our Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoinet says as follows. Rabbeinu Yoinet in Shari Tshuva, Vesamach. It says in the pasuk, "Uba'achem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'ochid v'yisir davoy b'farach." You're not allowed to work avodas perach ish ba'ochid with a yi. You're not allowed to work. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoinet, lo yishtabed, and the word yishtabed sounds very familiar because Rashi said this 3 times already. Lo yishtabed odom v'chaberoi. Avoidas perech means yishtabed is a lotion that I'm that's avoidas eved, that's avoidas perech. That means yishtabed means what you do to an eved nani. Lo yishtabed odom bechaveil. I can't force someone to do something for me. There's a lav, 2 lav. The avoidas eved by avoidas eved, and the lo yisil the by beforech. There's 2 lav. Zot rabbi neyena amoyre de kechidish. Pachad noyre. We may a mosai alayim. If I'm gonna ask someone, Reuven is Neshimin, please do me a favor. Bring me something. You're going shopping, buy for me, a bottle of soda. And they can't say no. A mosai is scared of him. Oi, shahim boishim lahochel dvorei. How can I say no? I'm ashamed. I can't say no to you. Lo yitzave oisom lasis ktano oigdoilos. You're not, there's an iser deraise to tell them that they should vafilu lohochim tzapachas mayim, to warm up a pot of water. Oilotis bishlichusei alochoi vayolitneis avkikalechim. Go, you go, buy me a bread. And all of a sudden you hear grumbling. You say, no, forget about it. No, if he doesn't want to do it, Miritzainai hatai. If he's doing a Miritzainai, how could I ever repay? I owe you so much. You want a price? Let me go. That's his biggest tainik, to go and buy something for me. That's something else. That's not avoid this perech. That's not avoid this eved. That's the groundwork. He's doing you a favor. But if he's grumbling, he doesn't want to do it, but he doesn't have the audacity to say no. He's ashamed to say no. So you're over an Israel the Raisa of Machechem Neisot Ishba Ochid Leishil Devoy Bevorach. Now, the Pasuk is telling us a Moira Dike Chiddush. We have over here someone who is a half Eved, by an Eved Knani, the Zichanos Hachisa. Avoid this Eved, avoid this Pes Vakert. The other Rishayim say, the din lo'ilam behem ta'avoidu is fakir. That is the mitzvah of avoidu sevet. I never knani. There's a mitzvah of avoidu sevet. That's lo'ilam behem ta'avoidu. But there's no isra on a never knani. Here we have a interesting berry over here. In Kenya, Mominis, he belongs to himself. That's a chayshe mishpat. In Kenya and Isra, he's still a never knani. He's also the bas chayre. What's the halacha in Lishtabed boy? Even who shail over here? Is the Issa applicable to him or no? So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Azorah lebezn shalo yaskiru lebol of Lishtabed boy. There's an Issa Lishtabed boy. Ubol Lishtabed boy. We're talking about Shibud over here. Rashi three places says Shibud. That means there's a bezunder. Now there's a bezunder shaila over here. There's a mumin as the kishayla also. But let's say he's ashamed of him, his daughter. Listen, we'll talk about a posha tzir. Let's talk about the Rabbeinu Yonah tzir. Let's talk about Moiradik. This person, this Eliezer, was an Eved of Reuven. He was an Eved Knani of Reuven. The Shimon went and bought him off Reuven, and he gave him a shtar shichel, and he told him that when there was a shekachecha, take me along, Marshall. So he took him out of Reuven to the shul. Now he tells him, listen, Eliezer, my friend, could you please go and buy your bread for me? So this Eliezer is a guy that can't eat, so he's a chamoy taker. He can't tell him no. This guy just bought him. He made him oise v'knani. He's ashamed to say no. But le'idach gisa, he's grumbling. That is what the pasuk is telling us. So Memele, that is the Chiddush. We're speaking about a unique tzir. We have here that he's still an Eved Legabi Yisrael, but he's not an Eved Legabi moment. That so Memele, that yellow Sashachas Kasha is Lechayef Eved. What is the Pasuk? The Pasuk tells Amor Yudhik Yechiddush. That even though he still is an Eved Knani, but since in Hilchis Mominus, he doesn't belong to me, there's an Yisrael of Ishtabdus. Rameya is the third Tana that holds that all the Master Dovah Shloi B'Oilam, the Sanya. O'ima li'ish ha'red mekudeshes li la'achash ezgayim, la'achash etizgayri, la'achash eshtachar, la'achash etishtachari, la'achash eyom ezbaylech, la'achash etomos ha'chaysayich, la'achash eyachlitz loch yivomech. Eina mekudesh, this is a Dovah Shloi B'Oilam, because he's not capable of making a Maisa Kedushin there now. She's a Lapas Lisa Kedushin. She's a Meshazi, she's a Goethe, she's a Chesishtai, she's a Yevoma Lashuk, that Kedushin isn't Taifis. Ramei Yerim and Mekadeshis. Ramei Yerim and Mekadeshis. Ramei Yerim and Mekadeshis. Ramei Yerim and Mekadeshis. She can make a Maisa Kenya now. And when it's Negeya, when it could be Chal, it's Chal. No problem. Rabbi Yechen and Asand La'oma Eina Mekadeshis. See, all they know the Master Dovish Lo'Beloilo. Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi Yomer Mekodesh. Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi holds that is your Mekodesh. Umatam Omru Eina Mekodeshes Mishum Eva. That means Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi says that in Meika Din she's Mekodesh. In two cases she's Eina Mekodesh. What's the two cases? When he was Mekadesh La'acha Sheyomas Vailet. So Memele, we have to understand the Sholin, she was Mekabel the Kedushin. She comes home to her husband, he says, you know, so cook me a mazel tov. You what's the mazel tov? I got married. Yeah, you got married. How can you get married? You're married to me. Oh, well, the condition is if you're going to die, I'm married to someone else already. I won't be in Almona too long. Baruch Hashem. I wouldn't envy the Shalom Bayis, which will exist in that house. And I wonder who's going to die first. Al Kaponim. So there, that's that'll be Eva. So there, Rabbi Yehuda Nossi says, there, the condition is in hell. The condition is in hell because bring about such a scene that the Kedushin won't be held. In case number two also, La'achar she'tomos ha'chaysech, he came over to his wife and he told her, you know, Sekub mera mazel tov, I married another woman. Who's the other woman? Your sister. My sister, he can't marry her. If you're gonna die. Same thing. So these two things will be a moiladike eva between the two involved parties. So here Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi said, oh no, this we will never permit. So Mamela, here the Kedushin is not problem. But all other cases, he marries a Goethe, Lachashet is guiding, no problem. So Mamela, so we just rattled off the Shitas who hold other Maksas of Ishor Beloit. So the Gemara says, Abaye mentioned three. He mentioned Rabbeleza Ben Yaki, which we had before. He mentioned Rebbe, and he mentioned Rameya. So now we have a fourth one, Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. The Nachsho Ivnami Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. So the Gemara says, Aine Rebbe, Aine Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. So they're the same person. Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi is the same person. So these are the three Tanoim that hold all the Makna Dovah Shloi Baloi. Let us see what Rashi says. Shum Eva, Evas Achoiso, Ve Evas Bailo, Vashara, Kerameya Svirlei. All other cases he holds like Rameya.
Now, let us start learning the Tosfos. We have a Tosfos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Bey. V'omar Rabbi Chanina, lo yishonu elo she'ein ishtoi mu'uber. We had a Baraisa. The Baraisa said that if a person is Mekadish, a person goes over and he says, Oimel HaChaveri, im yol ve'ishtecho nekeva mekudeshesli. If your wife will give birth to an akeva, so I'm making now kedushin. Lo yamaklo. I mean, and Abchanina said that after she's not muberes, but if she's muberes, the kedushin will be chal. And Rab Chanina learned pshat that this parais is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that holds Odom Magdish Dover Shalai Baloilo. So if she's muberes, I can make now a ma'aseh kedushin, and she'll be chal when she'll get born. Perish Bekuntas, the Ayri Alibe, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you can make, if she's muberes, so you can make a ma'aseh kedushin, if the nucleus of the woman we want to make kedushin is Baloilom, even though she's not as yet royally kedushin, we can be mekadusha. I leave the Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. Vilu Rabbonon, in other matters of Shloim Eloilo. Vimkein afilu moberes, lavklu. So, Rab Chanina, now we hear the Abaraisa, so let's understand what happened over here. We hear Abaraisa that said, if a person, oime lechaveiroi, im yol de ishtra de kevim kedushisli, loi omaklu. So Rab Chanina now, on his own accord, says as follows. This Baraisa is going to, according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. So therefore, if she's Moberes, she'll be Mekodesh. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. How did Rabbi Chanina know to say this whole shtick? It's going according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, and therefore, she's Moberes, it's Mekodesh. So how did he know to say this whole pshat in the Baraisa? That it's speaking that she's not Moberes. ורב אלעזר בן יעקב, ודול מה אירי אף כשאישתם הוא ברס, ורבון אני. וכן, אם אי קומה לא ישנו, so how did he say לא ישנו? It's speak about that, כן, הוא ברס, הוא ברס, הוא רול גוד. How did he know this, רב חנית? וישלוימה, משום זה בכולו, ברייסה זה בסוף. All the ברייסס that we're going to have later of the תענויים who hold אדם מקנה דובה שלוי בלו אילו. Let's look at these barais. Reim kadeshesli la'achas she'ez gayim. There's a davar shalai b'loilam. Diktoni ramei raime kadeshes. Now, so we hear there are different cases. All the cases that we have are speaking about that there is something b'loilam. There's something b'loilam. And the guy is b'loilam. The guy is b'loilam, but it's not about Jesus' Kedushin. Lachash at his guide. Why did these Tannoyim, who hold other Makne, the Shleib Oloilo, why did these Tannoyim speak about such a case? He could be Mekadish even before the Nekeva was born. Why did any of these Tannoyim, the Tannoyim hold other Makne, the Shleib Oloilo, they speak about a Goite, Lachash at his guide? We speak about an Eved Kanani, Rebbe, when I'll purchase you. All the cases, they're Bo'ilom. It's not Bo'ilom, but they're Bo'ilom already. Lo'itoni badai yizu im yodi ishtecha nekeva. Why didn't someone, these Tanoim, or the other Makta Dover Shaloi Bo'ilom, why didn't they say a tremendous Chiddush? You can marry even Anisha before the her mother's Moberes from her. Alma Kasova. So we see from this. Tafilu Rameya Maida, the Ainam Kadeshus, Eicha the Omalayim Yod the Ishtach on the case. So we see Afilu Rameya, who holds other Makna Dovo Shaloi Baloilo. Afal Pika, you need something here. If nothing's here, there's nothing what to talk about. There's nothing what to talk about. So Mamela, so why did the Baraisa say, why did the Baraisa say, Yolda Ishtachon Nekeva, she's not the Kudish? If the Baraisa holds, ain't all the Makhdad of Ishloi Beloilah. This everyone holds. There's no one that disagrees with this Allah. So Al Kochach, this is going according to Rameya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds all the Makhdad of Ishloi Beloilah. But if there's no evil whatsoever, So then you can't be Mekadesh. That's why when the Baraisa said it's no good, the Baraisa mentioned a case which is no good absolutely according to the Man Yom of the Masters of Ishla Baloyim. So therefore, Rab Chanina, when Rab Chanina learned this Baraisa, so he says you have to read between the lines. But the Baraisa said that it's no good and he mentioned such a case, so why says this Baraisa holds all the Masters of Ishla Baloyim? If there's no Ibbo whatsoever, so he says, Bamed, well, Mamurim, Sheina Muberes. But if it's Muberes, all the Masters of Ishloi Beloilo. Al-Makasova, that Philo Rameya, Moide, the Ainu Makadesh, the Echdom, Aloy, Mjodi, Shrana Kaiva. The Rameya, the Rabbeles, Amo, the Barach, Echot, Kidam, Lakamo. The Fichach, Osa, Rabchanina, Leforesh, Aloy, Oma, Rabbeles, the Benyakai, Elok, Shein, Ishtai, Muberes, Kidde, Perash. Aber als der Benyaki meide, ich da mal im Jodisch in der Kabel abzulomu. Period. That's what I used to think. So that was the Makar of Rab Chanine, that if the Tane mentioned such a case, which is Muskim, Lechol Hashita, that it doesn't help. So why you say Satana holds all the Masters of Ishloi Beloilu? But this case will not help according to everyone. Now I just will mention a Ha'ore, and we won't go into it, but the Ha'ore is a very Choshev Ha'ore. So Taisvis is saying, in other words, that the Megillim, Rameya, Rabbeleza, Ben Yaakov, if there's nothing doing, there's nothing boiling, the Zichay Noda Magdish, 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 we know Rameya, who was Oda Magdish, 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 what is the case that the Gemara brings about Messiah, of Oda Magdish, 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 Peres Dekel, what's Peres Dekel? It's in the winter, there's no fruit whatsoever, there's nothing here. And according to Rameh, all the matters of Ishloi Beloilu. So, Skan, Shayel, Aben, what is the difference, Peres, Dekel, Sekaitim, Shenis, Abra? So, it would seem, let's not go into the Oimek Advarim, it would seem, Peres, Dekel, Pshat is, that the tree is here. It will give out fruit if I don't have any fruit. It's the winter, but it will give out fruit. So those peiris are equivalent, perhaps. Maybe it's not like it is shachas. Maybe it's less than shachas. I don't know. But those peiris al kapod, you have here a tree you have here a tree which will give out peiris apiderech hateva. So mamele could be that is enough. But Rameya never said could be. That I'm going to sell you the futures, my tool which I'm going to plant. Could be that it won't help anything. There's nothing here now. There's mommy's nothing here. There's no tool. There's no planting. I'm going to plant it. So if she's not Muberes now, so we're speaking about his Mekadesh and Isha, that we hold before the Ibbul. So that doesn't help according to anybody. Peres Dekel somehow is already we have. The Shailish of the Peiris is here already, even though the Mechir is on the Dekel, on the Peiris, but Al Kaponim could be this is better. Let us go first. Venir is Afelgav, the Lothi Kabbalezza Ben Yaakov found. Normally we pass them like Kabbalezza Ben Yaakov, the Kav Venokiyu. Kabbalezza Ben Yaakov had he was called Kav Venokiyu. Kavanoki means what he said was not too much. We don't have too many halachas from Amalaz of Benyakim, just a kav. We don't have a multitude of halachas. But Kavanoki, whatever he said was without a flaw, without a chesed, without a flaw. When he said something, it was said. They say over, someone came over, I think, to the Rizkirov. Yes, and what was the godless of Rav Chaim? He says, I'll show you this Talmud Chochem, I'll show you in the Sefer, all those Chidushim Rav Chaim said, he said also, he said much more also. The Rizkirov said, that would be the other things what this Talmud Chochem said, my father wouldn't say. The godless of my father was, he didn't say the other things, he only said these things. That's the difference. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he said a little, but what he said was Kavanoki, but he was make sure he didn't say other things which were a little in the book. Anyway, so even though we have this cloud and a logic of Lezer Ben Yaakov, the Kavanokhi, we don't But Kozman is not Ba'ilam, one can have Charotten. He should go La'ilam, but after it comes on this world, any other last of it. The other Machne, the other Shalai Ba'ilam. And Nachman Oma, Apollo Ba'ilam Yochel last of it. And Nachman holds, Apollo Ba'ilam Yochel last of it. And other Machne, the other Shalai Ba'ilam. The Mochum Koidem Shabol La'ilam. Aloche Kerab Nachman the Dini. Kainin Elochek Chabalazah Ben Yaakov. So Taisvis understands that Taisvis is Medame, this case of Peres Dekel, which is Chesameh's case. So we have, in this case, a Machloikis Rav Nachman. We have a Machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, and Elochek Rav Nachman Bedini. So we see La Halochem. Adam ain't other magnet, double shall I follow.